I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So Jackson County has put a cap on assessments at 15%. And I believe you said it was retroactive to 2023.
Epic.
County Executive Phil Lavota is going to join us at 3:15 this afternoon to explain how this is all going to work.
And we will tell you easily where you can get help. They've created actually a hotline. It's not quite live yet. It's about to be. And a specific email if you have questions. It will be a one-stop shop so you can figure out how you are going to get relief, when you are going to get relief, and how much. It could be a significant tax credit for so many of our listeners.
And what does that mean for 2025?
We'll ask.
Looking forward to it.
We'll ask.
What does it mean for 2026? Go ahead.
Reassessments are every 2 years.
Fair point. Experts are predicting the most popular baby names for 2026.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
Let's see here.
6-7.
Do not. I still can't believe that was the word of the year.
It was only the word of the year from, I believe, Oxford.
Dictionary.com.
Dictionary.com. You're right. Thank you. So Sophie Kim is an expert baby name predictor. Okay.
So we have expert baby name givers where they will tell you what to name your baby. And then we have expert baby name predictors.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a real job.
So she says there will be a rise in monikers from ancient civilizations such as Arath and Lilavati.
Lilavati.
Mm-hmm.
Lilavati. Spell it.
Lilavati.
Is that a male or a female?
Sounds like a female name to me.
Lilavati. Okay.
Also says showgirl names will be on the rise in 2026, in large part because of your friend Taylor Swift.
Like star?
Ophelia.
Oh, I thought you meant showgirl like stripper.
Charity. Destiny.
I thought that's what you meant. I swear to you.
Sherry with an I.
Ophelia, absolutely. I
Cherry.
Understand. Okay, let's go back
Candy
to Taylor
with an
Swift.
I.
Candy with an I.
Star with two R's.
Is there any other way to spell it?
Dorothea.
Yes.
And Marilyn.
Yeah, sure.
Also says there's going to be a rise in Zendaya and Charlie with an I.
Zendaya is a Hollywood name.
Okay.
And Charlie XZX.
A lot of these sound like, oh, here we go, for boys. Arath, Jahari, Yazan.
Common spelling.
I'm not seeing
this. I predict that's not going to happen.
I'm just not seeing this.
Do you say Arath or Arath?
Depends on how they're acting that day.
Right.
Hi, this is my son, Arath.
Here are some of the others. These are for U.S. boys. Isidore. Ambrose.
Okay.
Lysander.
Ugh.
Gail. G-A-E-L, and Taddeo.
Taddeo, spell that.
T-A-D-E-O. Where is she getting this?
She's the expert.
No.
U.S. girls. Zayadani with an X. Elodie. Tallulah.
I know a Tallulah.
Tallulah, yeah, that's.
I do know one woman with this name, Bronwyn.
Bronwyn.
And for girls, Noah without the H.
N-O-A?
That's correct.
You know what we need to bring back into the common vernacular?
Scott?
Nye. I still want Busby to say that.
Does anybody plan to name their daughter Noah without the H?
Nye.
Interesting story here from the New York Post. The battle of the sexes just got stinkier. On average,
yeah,
humans will fart up to 23 times a day.
Gross! 23. Who studies things like this?
Researchers?
No. Can you imagine if you're the guy that draws that short straw?
We're going to need you to lay here in this bed. Start your daily business.
Start counting.
We're gonna put this device here on the tutor.
23.
Mm-hmm.
Is it more men or more women?
Research shows that women's gas smells worse than men's.
Okay. Who had to research that?
But this...
Oh, yeah, this one's worse.
Yeah, that's putrid, all right.
I thought researcher A drew the short straw.
But...
researcher B's even worse.
No, that one's a dude. That one doesn't smell as bad.
But ladies, here's a good sign. You want your gas to stink more.
Why?
Women whose farts stink worse are less likely to develop Alzheimer's.
You've got to be kidding me.
Back in 1998, Dr. Michael Levitt, a gastrointestinologist, and I'm going to try that word again, a gastroenterologist and prolific researcher known as the King of Farts, set out to figure out which gases give flatulence its significant funk.
And you thought the first two researchers drew the short straws.
Yeah, researcher C.
So Dr. Levitt and his colleagues ran a gas analysis. Two judges were brought in to rate each fart on a scale of 0 to 8, with 8 being, quote, very offensive.
And now for judge number one.
They were unaware that they were smelling human flatulence.
Okay.
And
by unanimous decision.
The researchers found that the main gases responsible for the odor of human farts are sulfur-containing compounds, most notably hydrogen sulfide, the chemical behind the classic rotten egg smell. I'm trying to find out in here what it is that makes it stink so bad.
I don't want to know. I don't know. I can't believe they put men in a room to determine this.
Well, we've always heard that men's restrooms are worse than women's. And I can tell you, in all of my time working in retail and or the service industry, that is unequivocally false. Women's restrooms, every single time I've had to go in and clean the restrooms, the women's is worse than the men's.
So the judges agreed that rating women's farts is having a greater odor intensity than men. Hang on.
We're good. I don't need to hear anything more about this study.
A 2005 study...
stings the nostrils.
In a good way. A 2005 study found that heterosexual men were the least bothered if others could hear or smell their toots, while heterosexual women were the most self-conscious about their toots.
Do you smell it? That smell. What kind of smelly smell? A smelly smell that smells smelly.
Okay, we're good.
Are we?
No, I don't need anything more.
Men tend to pass larger volumes of gas. Okay. As opposed to women.
Okay, thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. But female flatulence contained a significantly higher concentration of hydrogen sulfide than that of their male peers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, we are talking to the Jackson County executive right after this break.
You want to ask him about it?
No, I don't. Not even a little bit.
The judges agreed that rating women's farts as having a greater odor intensity than men.
Okay. Thank you for the knowledge that I did not need or want.
Well, we needed to deep dive it. We couldn't just breeze over the details.
Okay.
The average human farts 23 times a day.
There is tax relief coming.
Oh, there's relief.
The county was under a lot of pressure. Not
so
anymore.
Many of you that could not stand the stench of the reassessment, specifically in 2023. We will talk to the Jackson County executive straight ahead. When you are going to get relief, how you are going to get relief. There's even a hotline. There's a number to call.
What are they
going to
let go?
Citizens were aghast.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Jackson County Executive Phil Lavota discussed additional corrective measures to tax assessments in a news conference earlier today. Mr. Lavota announced that 2023 residential tax assessment increases, remember the huge controversy, will be capped at 15%, even for those who agreed to a higher value under appeal. Property owners who appealed and reached an agreement will not need to fill out new forms. The updated reductions will be applied automatically, according to Phil Lavota, the Jackson County executive, who joins us now on the KMBZ hotline. Mr. Executive, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Good afternoon. Glad to be with you.
You know, the fact you were able to get this done is incredible, Phil. The last time we spoke, there was some question about whether or not citizens who signed some legally binding document who agreed, in my opinion, under duress, to go from 400% of an increase to 200% of an increase, would we see relief for those citizens? And you say yes.
Yeah, exactly. Just to back up, I was sworn in as Jackson Executive 7 weeks ago today. And my mandate was clear. It was simple to bring tax relief. And I've initiated several policies that benefited tens of thousands of Jackson County residents. But today I want to announce a different policy. The way you're classifying or explaining these agreements that people entered into is correct. So what people have found that they entered into this agreement, they met with the Board of Equalization or the Assessment Department, and they agreed to a certain amount. And now they look back and they say, wait a second, these people that didn't file appeals are getting theirs capped at 15%. And I'm sitting here at 40%. And I only agreed to 40% because I felt like my arm was being twisted. I felt I was under duress. And I just felt I was being dragged on too long. And I just think that's not fair. I've had my legal scholars say, well, that's an agreement between two parties, and that has to stand, and they have to eat that, and I'm not going to do it. So the Jackson County Charter gives me authority to correct errors, and those are errors. So those people that feel like they were penalized for appealing are not going to feel that way anymore. They're going to get their 15% cap.
And how are they going to get it? Is the county going to issue checks, basically refunds, or are these going to be future tax credits?
Yeah, nobody's getting any refunds. I would love to write checks for what happened in 2023, but that money was all passed through to the taxing jurisdictions, to the school district, the fire protection districts, and all that. So that money's long spent by them. What I can do is I can offer tax credits to the people in the future. And what I've decided to do is give that in three-year increments. So break up the overage you paid in 2023 and break that into three-year cycles. It's not going to dramatically affect the county's budget. Not going to dramatically affect the school district budget there. So each year, for example, next year you will receive a tax bill, and that tax bill will show a credit of a certain amount. Let's just make numbers simple. Let's say your tax bill is $500, and then you'll have a credit on there for $150, and your tax bill to be paid next year would be $350 because you'll get that credit, and you'll get that same credit for the next 3 years.
We're speaking to Jackson County Executive Phil Lavota. Phil, I've always been curious, and Dana and I have talked about this 1,000 times. It's okay if I call you Phil, is it not?
Of course.
Okay,
of course.
Thank you. Where did all of that new money go to? I mean, so if I'm the superintendent of, say, Independence or Hickman Mills or Kansas City, Missouri, and let's just use rough numbers here, we're getting $2 million a year, and I know that's low, but whatever. We're getting $2 million a year in Jackson County property taxes, and all of a sudden, boom, 2023 comes around, and we're not getting $2 million, we're getting $3.5 million. Where did all that extra money go?
Well, what they're going to tell you, and I met with 20 of the superintendents this week on Monday because I wanted to talk to them because I understand I'm sympathetic of what they have to deal with because their budgets are going to be lower now. But my message to them was pretty simple, too. Like, I'm in this position because of what's happening. I've got to deal with the taxpayers and give them relief now, but I am sympathetic. I want to work with you however I can. But what they're going to tell you is that some of these money came into their coffers, and they have their tax levies that they vote on every year on how much they're going to collect in the taxes. And some years they offered them lower. Sometimes they increased them. So each district is going to be different. Some districts are not going to be affected at all. Some mildly might be, and some might quite a bit. But the fact that the money came into there, and I'm getting deep in the weeds, so bear with me. There's the Hancock Amendment. You can only receive so much money. So some of these school districts had to lower their tax levies to accept the money, and the money went from us to them. And so whatever went to the taxing jurisdictions, the school district, the fire protection districts, the Metropolitan Community College, the library, that goes into them, and they decide how much they can keep from under the Hancock Amendment or not.
What about somebody who had their taxes, you know, they're on a fixed income, and we're just using a hypothetical person here. They're on a fixed income. Their property taxes went up 350%. They couldn't handle the increase and had to sell their home.
Yeah.
Well, I think there probably are people like that. I can't identify them a specific policy for that. But if you've sold your property since 2023, you will not get a tax credit because there's no way to apply those tax credits to if you don't own the property anymore.
People still want to know, Phil, how many people lost their homes? Are we ever going to be able to answer that question?
Well, I'll tell you, there's no one that lost their homes that Jackson County took that was just based on taxes not being paid specifically. That didn't happen because you have to be behind 3 to 5 years, and then if you even make a payment, they're not going to do that. But I'm not saying that didn't affect them, but there are people that have that increase in tax added on to their mortgage payment. And so now their mortgage payment is so much higher, and that could have led some people to lose their houses or sell or something like that. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what those numbers are. That's going to be a Bank of America foreclosure rate or whoever that is, if that makes sense.
Are you familiar, a little off topic here, it just came to me. There was a bill that was introduced in the Missouri General Assembly that would disassociate Kansas City, Missouri proper from Jackson County. Are you familiar with this, or is it too soon?
You're exactly right. Something that Representative Steinmeier from Independence pre-filed. You know, and a lot of these pre-filed bills, they get a lot of press, and we talk about them. They don't go anywhere in the General Assembly. To comment on it, the legislation would ask the people of the city of Kansas City and the people of Jackson County to vote whether they would separate. And then another vote, if they agreed to the separation, to do it again. So it's going to take the vote of the people. I don't know how far it gets in the legislature. Yeah. I don't think it's a good thing. I think that people are fed up with some of the corruption that was in Jackson County and has been for decades, and that kind of fuels the fire. So I definitely get the passion in the representative filing and some people that are talking about it. But I don't think it's a good thing to break up the county. There's too many intertwined things between the city and the county.
Phil, last question from a practical standpoint. If you are a business owner that was affected by the increase, the very unfair increase, is there relief in this maneuver for our business owners?
Very, very good point, because we didn't talk about that enough. So this, what we first talked about is the residential assessment of 2023 for residential people that filed an appeal. If they agree to an amount higher than 15%, they will automatically receive the 15% increase in the future. Also, in 2025, the assessment department outrageously raised rates on commercial properties. And so I instituted a 15% cap on commercial properties under $5 million that they would receive 15%. So we still have those people that appealed that in 2025, those commercial property people. And they're saying, wait a second. I did this appeal and I took it, and now my neighbor's getting 15%. That's also under the 2025 commercial property owners that agreed to an agreement that was over 15%. They are also going to have theirs knocked down to 15%. Now, that's a more immediate issue, because those taxes are due right now. And so that's what we're jumping on right now, to make sure they know what that number is going to be before the end of the year.
Phil, we actually have one more quick question. You took this job when Frank White was ousted in a vote, with the promise that you would not run for election in the next cycle. Are you rethinking that?
No, I'm rethinking.
Would you please say yes?
I'm rethinking if I could rethink getting this job. No, I'm kidding. daily, my question.
Every morning.
Exactly. I'll tell you, be quite honest with you. I'm excited. I'm loving doing this job. There are a lot of things we're uncovering and a lot of new policies. I feel like I'm getting a lot of slaps on the back saying that, hey, you're stabilizing county government, restoring confidence in it. And I'm really, really proud of what I've done and my team's done. I'm still in the same position. I only want to do this to right the ship and pass it on to someone else. So I still have no intention of filing. I'm sticking by what I said before. That doesn't mean people keep calling me and saying you should run, and I'm humbled and flattered by that, but I'm still in the same position.
Phil, coming up quickly, real quick, residents are going to have a hotline that they can call with, because our phones are ringing and I know they have questions for you. There will be a hotline set up that people can call, and a specific designated email. It's not quite live yet. We'll give it out once it is. Any timeline on that?
Yeah, and so that's another issue. So I've heard from so many people, like, the problem is I'm calling in, I'm just not getting the right answer. I call about my car value, and they talk to me, but then I say something about my house, and they got to send me someone else. And they feel like they're getting a runaround. And they aren't, but the people aren't trained in both the areas. So we have a new hotline. It's going to be live next week, December 15th. You can call it now if you want, but you're going to hear a recording of me. It's 816-881-4455. You call it now, you're not going to get anywhere. But December 15th, you will. But right now, live, you can send an email. And that email is taxquestions@jacksongov.org. Taxquestions, plural, at jacksongov.org. And if you send a specific, as much detail as possible, your name, your property, if you had an appeal, what your problem is, we're going to streamline that. We're going to have some trained people that are going to look at these things. It's going to be a record that you talk to the county, and we can follow up on. And I can go down the assessment, a collection of people, and say, hey, where's this one you got from Joe in Blue Springs? I want to follow up to it. So I want customer service. I want the people to realize that I'm listening to them, and it's hard to get to the county, and I want to make it easier.
Jackson County Executive Phil Lavota, do appreciate your time. Thank you for it.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. Be well. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. All right, let's go to James in Lee's Summit. We do have an open line if you want to grab it at 913-586-7798. Hello, James.
Hey, what I wanted to ask that guy, like, for example, when the mortgage rates go down for folks that have a lien on their house mortgage, you know, who gets the refund on that? Does the mortgage company get to keep that? Because, like, say your rates go up due to the increase of what the property value went up. There's going to be a big difference in there. Who gets the refund, or how's that part going to work?
James, let's ask your question in another way, because I said to Scott off the air, this is a great point. What happens to the people whose mortgages went up because of this? And so let's say your mortgage is with CapFed, because, you know, we love CapFed. We love UMB. Let's say your mortgage is with them. Okay. And one day your home was worth $200,000. And then all of a sudden the county comes in 2023 and says, actually, it's not worth $200,000. It's worth $400,000. Mm-hmm. Because of that, clearly your mortgage is going to go up.
Correct.
Does the mortgage now that the Jackson County Executive's Office is rolling them back to 15%. So now instead of $200,000, the county said your house is worth $400,000. Now we're going to go back to $212,000. Does your mortgage go down, and what happens to the money in between those transactions?
So I'll try to explain this as best I can, and I think I speak with some knowledge about this. Your mortgage, if your assessment goes back down, obviously the we're getting really into the weeds here. But
your escrow goes down.
Hang on here. The amount of money charged per mill levy on your property would then go down. Therefore, the amount of money that you pay for your mortgage would go down. Now, the question is, then how do you actually get your money back? You're just now saving more money that you had been spending for the past 2 years. No. Phil Lavota said this in our interview with him. And he was using, I think, extremely low numbers. But just to make the point and keep the math simple, he said, if your property taxes on your property after 2023 were $500, when we charge you your property taxes now, they're going to be $350. So you're going to start saving money on your taxes before it gets billed to the bank to come out of your escrow.
Got it.
And now it would be on your mortgage lender to make that adjustment. Are they going to make that adjustment throughout the year? Maybe not.
That's a banker question.
But, well, that's a really tough one.
Yeah, if they're worth their salt and they're legitimate, and I hope they are, you have a mortgage through them, they would then owe you that money back at the end of the year because the property tax payment was lower than what they expected it to be.
So, for example, when I bought the property in Western Shawnee in 2021, it was for X amount of dollars, right? In 2025, over the course of those 2 years, the value of my property increased more than I thought it would.
And yeah.
I'm not bragging. But I just got my 2025 assessment, and it's a lot lower than what I was paying on it.
Right.
So, thankfully.
So, it does go down?
I'm hoping.
And one of the questions the caller had, though, James, was, okay, well, what about for the last 2 years where you were paying so much more? You're not going to see that back. No one is going to retroactively see any of that back,
That's where the tax credits come in.
Yes, but I mean, when he says the mortgage that you were paying for the last 2 years, okay, you know, where your mortgage went from $1,000 to $1,800, and now it's going to reset and go back to $1,200. Are you going to get any of that money back?
You'll definitely get some of it back
in a tax credit.
In the credit.
But your mortgage lender is not going to give you money back.
No.
There's no way. There's no way to do that.
And they wouldn't have to, because at the time, that's what your property was legally appraised at, and they're not responsible for the appraisal of your property.
I know. I would argue it was questionably illegally, but yes. James, it's a great question.
And here's what I don't understand, and maybe it's different state to state, county to county. I have no idea. But my mortgage went up substantially over the last 4 years, a couple hundred bucks. And the bank, of course, reevaluated my mortgage, and they said, now you owe Y instead of X, which you were paying before. does Kansas do it on an annual basis? Because every year I get a letter in the mail, usually around this time. Actually, I got about 2 months ago or a month ago. And it says in really big letters on the top, this is not a tax bill.
Yeah, always. And it's green and white, that green and white letter.
But then it tells me what they've decided to appraise my property at for 2026.
Yep.
And it was less than what they had appraised it for in 2025. Does Johnson County, I ask out of ignorance, do they assess on an annual basis where Jackson County does it every 2 years?
I think because it's every year.
They've got a lot more people.
I think it's every year. I get that green and white thing in the mail every year.
Every single year.
Every year.
Every single year. 913-586-7798. Let's go to Bill on line one. Bill, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
You keep referring to mortgage. Mortgage is the principal and interest you pay. It's the escrow that goes down. And 1 year I was in Overland Park and the tax rate did go down and my mortgage, you know, the escrow went down and the lender automatically adjusted that. People will probably what will happen if people have been paying this higher rate this past year or two, their escrow is going to be larger. And so they may be paying less into their escrow because of that reduction in the tax. Okay.
No, absolutely. You're absolutely right. Principal and interest is your primary mortgage, but the bank also does take in money for escrow to pay for your taxes, to pay for your insurance, et cetera. I mean, if you have a mortgage on your property, which means I'm dumbing this down way down, which means you still owe money on that house. They want you to have, they require that you have insurance and they will collect that money for you in your mortgage, which goes into your escrow. Right. And then, so for example, my home is insured by USAA. Yep. My loan is through CapFed. CapFed will acquire the money.
And then they pay it.
And then they pay my insurance for me.
Because they don't trust you to do it.
Correct.
That's exactly why it's an escrow.
And the one thing they don't want me to do is miss a monthly or two-monthly payments on my house.
Fire.
And there's a fire, and CapFed is now out a bunch of money. That's how it works.
And it would be on them to issue a escrow refund at that point because you overpaid. Or would they hold it for the next year? See, this is all just so convoluted.
It is very confusing.
Here's an idea. How about we just follow state law?
Well, that would be a brilliant idea, Sam. Yeah. CapFed would not be, in my opinion, and I'm no lawyer nor a banker. I'm just a dumb kid from Lansing. But CapFed would not be on the hook to refund me for overpaid escrow.
No.
They would say,
there's no way.
CapFed would legally and rightfully be able to say, that's not our fault. We didn't do it.
But they're not paying the money out for your property taxes. So they are stealing your money at that point.
Well, they are not.
But they only took into escrow
what the county told them to take. That's right.
It's a great question. I just think there's certain things that are not going to be made whole here.
And then CapFed takes that money out of my escrow, pays the county, who divvies it up between the school districts and the library and the firefighters districts and all that stuff. That's not CapFed's fault. That's Jackson County's fault. They're on the hook, not CapFed, I think. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day.
Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Let's go to Eugene in Kansas City. Hello, Eugene.
Hello, hello. First-time listener or first-time caller, long-time listener.
Oh, thank you.
You were a mortgage lender 25 years, Eugene. What does this mean for people's mortgage? And let's use simple math. If you went from a $200,000 assessment to a $600,000 assessment, and now you're going back somewhere to like $215,000.
So you'd be short in your escrow. So they would, the county sends them a bill at the end of the year. Jackson County is once a year in December.
Okay.
Kansas, Johnson County is twice a year. I think it's June and in December.
Let's focus on Jackson because that's where this is going on.
Yeah. So basically what they do is they send a bill to the lender. They increase the taxes because they're short in their escrow. So the lender pays the taxes to the county. So if your taxes are $500 a year and then next year they're $1,500, well, you're short $1,000. So they're going to take that $1,000 and divide it by 12 months and they're going to bump your payment up to collect that $1,000 back. Now, them going down, the mortgage company is, from my understanding, is not obligated to refund that if they collect it. So that will affect your payment again the next year, and it'll go back down the next year when they get the next tax bill.
Wouldn't there be an overage then in the escrow account, Eugene, at the end of one of those years?
Yeah, so they're not obligated to refund that back. So what happens is there's a couple reasons why obviously mortgage companies collect escrows. One is to make sure they're paid, just like you talked about. The other reason is because they collect interest on that. So they're not going to refund that money back. It's in an account and they collect interest on your money, basically on your escrow money.
But they would lower the mortgage to account for the over amount in your escrow. Is that correct?
Correct. But they're not going to refund what they've already collected.
Ooh.
So you'll save money on your mortgage payment.
Yeah, sure.
But you're not going to get that money back. They won't refund that back.
Well, but you in a roundabout way, you sort of do, don't you? It just takes a little time.
Yeah, you get it. But obviously the people that have lost their homes, you know, there's probably a handful or more than a handful in Jackson County that's lost their homes because they couldn't afford their mortgage payment for 12 months. Now, the foreclosure process takes a long time for them to get out. If they get behind, you know, 60, 90, 120 days, you know, up to 6 months. Mm-hmm. So they still could work out plans with the mortgage company, like forbearance, you know, programs, or there's options with the mortgage companies to do that where they wouldn't lose their house. But the mortgage company is going to keep that in their escrow account. Now, okay. The only way you would get it back is if you paid off your loan, because you'll have a balance, an excess balance in your escrow account.
Right.
Obviously, that's kind of tough to do. Or you sell your house.
Mm. Yeah.
If you sell your house, then their balance, most of the time, the mortgage companies, if your balance is $200,000 and you have an excess of $5,000 in your escrow account, the payoff to the title company would be $195,000. So they'll take that off the payoff.
Got it. Thank you so much,
Eugene. Thank you, man, for your expertise. Curtis in Independence. Hello, Curtis.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
I've never called in before, but I listen every day when I get off work.
God bless you, man. Thank you.
Yeah. You were an assessor, Curtis, or the director of assessments?
I was the director of assessment in Jackson County for 7 years. But prior to that, I lived in Cass County and I was elected. And I left in the middle of my third term. I was there for 11 years. So I did it for 18 years.
Is this the fairest thing for them to do?
Well, you know, they're in, it's about the only thing they can do. This is, they're in untested waters right now. Yeah, they really are. And one thing you'd talked about on the refunding, when it's on a small scale, you know, you have people that appeal their taxes in a normal year. That's going to happen. They get a reduction. The collector policy was, when I was there, and I left in 14, the policy was that the collector would refund back the difference if they were paid. You know, they would refund back to whoever it was on record that paid it.
Okay.
So if it was paid by the individuals, refunded back to individuals, paid by the bank, it was refunded back to the bank. There's never been any kind of
mass
example of a large scale thing like this. And you know, I would assume, this is an assumption, knowing how things work, that the money's spent.
Oh,
the money's long spent.
Yeah, even Phil Lavoda even acknowledged that the money is out the door.
The email, if you have questions, is already live. It is taxquestions, plural, taxquestions@jacksongov.org. taxquestions@jacksongov.org.
We got news coming up in 2 minutes. Don't forget Coats for Kids. If you would be so kind, take a moment and text your donation to KMBZ Coats. There is such a need in this town. KMBZ Coats, that's one word, to 44321.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.